deserving.
You are something.
Mm-hmm.
You are something.
Mm.
I'm still bleeding.
What the hell, man? Air fryer accident?
I don't know what happened. What I, the things I do for you.
Yes, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Which one of us spent the afternoon at a brewery?
Yeah, not me. I did not have a great day.
What else is new?
I mean, not a great. I mean, I was off today, but I lots of house.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Well, yeah, the kids are home.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Play a lot of WWE game. I did make them go outside for 2 hours today, though.
Wow.
Because it was nice out.
Yes. Although it was a little windy and a little chilly.
Yeah, but they had hats and they had hoodies on and, you know, whatever. And my son, they like to wrestle on the trampoline.
Okay.
He asked if he could take his shirt off and be, you know. I'm like, no, it's too cold.
Yes.
And then he asked me when we were putting the pool up. I'm like, it's too cold.
Little kids, like, I like how you tell me that, oh, it's okay. They put sweatshirts on. I'm not worried about the little kid. I'm worried about you being outside.
Oh, I didn't go outside.
Okay.
They go outside and play.
All right.
I ain't going out. I check on them every once in a while.
They don't get cold.
The great thing about our kitchen is we have a window that looks right out the backyard. So I just stand there and watch.
Yeah.
And when I need to yell at them, I open the window. Ah! You know, stop using the chair.
Yeah. Even Vince doesn't allow that anymore.
He brings it. They bring their iPad. They bring the belts out.
Yeah.
And they have a whole thing.
It's so much like that. Don't shake your head. You're only shaking your head because you're jealous.
Proud.
There it is. The only thing you'd be shaking your head about is jealousy.
Yeah.
Is pure and utter jealousy.
I came out of the Hogan tights. Dropped the big leg drop.
Then went back inside, came out with the flare tights
on.
Yeah,
yep.
Then went back inside, came out with the macho man, dropped
elbow
the elbow.
From the top.
All right. What do you got here for us?
All right. So, a couple things. We talked about last week that guy, I think it was last week, Guy Fieri,
yes,
is releasing the Flavortown sauces, like 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy was at Walmart working, one of her accounts, and she found them all. And so she asked what kind of. I'm like, well, get the kind that like you really don't know what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they had honey mustard and kicking jalapeno and things like that, and a barbecue sauce. So these are the three she got. She got the top secret sauce, which
okay.
I have not had. Mop sauce, which is a barbecue sauce, but it's called mops. It's a little thinner. It's not as thick.
It does look vinegary.
Yes. It smells very Carolina, you know, vinegar. Mm-hmm. And this one I've had, which is delicious. It's a famous donkey sauce.
Donkey.
They have little blurbs. Why is it called donkey sauce? Because if you don't dig this creamy, garlicky, flavor-bombed aioli, you're a jackass.
Where are we starting? Let's start with that.
Do you
mean
to read?
So famous donkey sauce? No,
let's
do one at a time.
All right.
Because we will not remember.
Oh.
I went with a fry.
I went with a fry too. I'm going the nug. Oh, I love it.
It's very aioli, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love aioli. I'm a big aioli guy.
I like aioli on certain things.
I think this would be great on a burger.
Yes.
Fries, maybe not.
It wasn't great on the fry.
Nugget's okay.
Nugget was okay. I think that needs
burger.
I think it needs a red meat.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember this. I actually put this on pulled pork.
Yeah, I could see
that. At
his
restaurant.
Yeah,
pork,
I could see that. Fries and chicken, it's not for me. It's not bad.
No.
It's just you need the right vehicle, I think, for that.
So this is Mop Sauce Barbecue Sauce. Mop Sauce is your Flavortown insurance policy against dry, boring barbecue. Spices, molasses, and some mustard tang all working together to keep that meat moist.
Mm. It's very vinegary. If you bit your lip anytime soon,
ooh,
you will definitely feel the burn.
See, I like that. I like a vinegary barbecue sauce better than a molasses.
Yeah, see, I'm the other way around.
Mmm. See, this would be a good.
This is what you want on pulled pork.
To me, this is though. But you put this on your stuff before you cook it.
Marinate it. Yeah.
To me, this isn't a dipping sauce.
But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the vinegary
nug
barbecue sauce. I'll try a nug. I did try a little bit of nug. But I'll try a little bit more. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's very good. I would just tire on it. But that's my preference. I don't prefer vinegar barbecue
sauce. I'm not a barbecue dipping sauce guy. I like barbecue sauce on things.
I like to dip it.
I'm
so.
Not a dipper.
Mm. I like to dip it. I like to dip it real good.
The top secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Top secret sauce is so good. The recipe is locked up in a vault at Fort Flavortown.
Fort Flavortown.
A creamy aioli with dynamite sparks of chili powder, subtle mustard, and garlic that's good on everything. Oh, yeah. That's ranchy barbecue.
I like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Very good on the nugget.
Wow. This reminds me of Chick-fil-A sauce a little bit.
It does. I was just thinking the exact same thing.
This is very...
That's good.
Now, that was good or anything.
Yes.
Wow.
No, that's just a good sauce that I did. Thank you. That's just a good sauce that, yeah, improves just about anything you put it on. I would put that on a burger.
Mm.
I would put that on a chicken sandwich. I don't know about pork.
Mm-mm.
But
not pork.
Everything else.
That's a chicken. That's a burger. That's a fry dipper. That's a good one. Yeah, pork, I don't think.
If you're looking to get nuts, fish and chips.
Oh. Yeah, a nice beer batter.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
I'll tell you, I thought I liked donkey sauce a lot, but that's my favorite.
I think that's my favorite. I would go donkey sauce. I would go barbecue next, then donkey sauce.
Yeah, I go. Barbecue is the least for me.
Yeah, right. Well, the donkey sauce just doesn't.
But you're not a mayonnaise.
No,
it's very
mayonnaise-y.
Mayonnaise is just.
I can get away with this other one that's got aioli base as well, but it's got more going on. You know what I mean? It's got the peppers and the.
But you don't get the. It's not as creamy. It's
no,
but I don't know how to explain that.
You're right. It's not as creamy. The donkey sauce is very creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
And while I was there,
yep.
I decided to. They have another new drink.
He says while he was there because he got fries and nuggets at Wendy's.
Yeah, because we needed a vessel, and I wasn't going to cook.
No.
So this all worked out well. I got the new orange dreamsicle frosty. It's a little melted. Let me get a little mix here.
Look at you go.
I'm just going to put some in there.
I think it's okay.
There you go.
All right.
Get some for Julie. I'm sure she wanted to.
She better come down here now and try it.
Oh, sweet heaven.
Now, are you an orange creamsicle kind of guy?
Because
I am not.
It's okay. I think it's good when it's one of those special things, right? This is delicious.
Now, what makes it special?
I think it's a limited release.
Oh, special like this frosty.
Yeah, this frosty, yeah.
What's your frosty rankings?
Oh, I love the original.
The chocolate.
Original.
It's
and
very malty.
The vanilla one's okay.
See, I would go chocolate then strawberry.
I've never had a strawberry.
Very good. Then vanilla.
I've never had the strawberry, but I've had the vanilla. Vanilla's okay. I think that vanilla's a little bland for me.
Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, it's fine. It's very orangey.
Yeah. I like it. It's good.
I mean, it's ice cream. It's hard to really mess this up.
Yeah, it's hard to screw this up.
Yeah.
It's good, though. I mean, again, if this is the only Frosty, I'm okay. If you have others, I wouldn't get this.
If this is the only Frosty, I probably wouldn't get a Frosty.
Oh, wow. That hardcore of the orange.
I mean, it's fine. It just doesn't intrigue me. If I really want ice cream, and it's the only place around, sure.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm not an orange creamsicle kind of guy.
It's okay.
All right.
Fine.
Let's give our rankings here. What do you got?
All right. Orange creamsicle, we'll go first.
Okay.
I would give a chocolate frosty a 4.5.
Okay.
I think it's damn near perfect.
Okay.
I give that a 3.
Yeah. I think that's fair. It's fine. I think 3 is about as good as an orange creamsicle can possibly
be. I mean, it tastes good. I mean, it's just not. To me, the thing is, I don't get, like, it's not. A frosty has a specific, even the vanilla one has a specific flavor. This just tastes like orange ice cream to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that malty. Like, the vanilla one even has a little bit of malt in it, I feel. This is just orange creamsicle. You know, it's fine, but not great.
I agree. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I probably would never get it.
No.
I would get ice cream somewhere else.
All right, so let's go to the sauces quick. The top, well, let's go to the mop sauce, barbecue sauce.
All right.
I give that a 3.
I give it 2.5. I'm just not a vinegar barbecue sauce kind of guy.
Famous donkey sauce, I'm going to give that a 4.
Famous donkey sauce, I give it 2.5.
Wow,
it is way too mayonnaise for me.
Mayonnaise-y. Top secret sauce, that's a 5 for me.
That's a 4.5 for me. That's excellent, and I would eat that on just about anything.
I think I'll be honest with you, I like that better than Chick-fil-A sauce because I think it has a little bit of kick
to it. It's got a better kick, yeah. Yep. I agree.
So these are delicious. Try these. I was telling Mike off air before we started, Stacey and I are honey mustard people, and the honey mustard one has 200 calories per 2 tablespoons.
That's a big boy.
And I just can't justify that kind of calorie intake. I mean, you know.
Now these are pretty large bottles.
Yeah.
What is the price per bottle?
I think she said they were $350.
Oh, so not bad.
I think she said something like that. So not horrible.
No, that's pretty
good.
And
they'll last. I mean, they're really big size bottles.
Well, I mean, they've got to be, what, 15, 14 ounces, something like that?
12 ounces.
I look bigger than that. So, yeah.
All right. So, I mean, you know, That's not a bad price, and they're, like, they're good.
They're very good. All right.
Yeah, see, the donkey sauce is good. He's that anti-mayo.
Well, she's anti-mayo as well.
Yeah, but she likes horsey sauce. See? Me too. Horsey sauce is the bomb.com. Yeah, I went 1995. Stop staring at me like that. Now he's going to make it awkward. Amen.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch.
Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The Jerk Store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/Mike and Robbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222mandr@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
Just be glad our mics were muted. All right.
Thank goodness.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My voice is gone. I was yelling at the bar tonight announcing ticket winners. I got nothing left.
Well, and, I mean, that score.
It's not, it started out with such hope, you know, because it always does. And then Brandon Marsh gets him out to a 2-0 lead. And then, of course, the bullpen. After most publications came out and called them the best bullpen in all of baseball, they come out and lay a huge egg on opening day. Now, just one game. Tomorrow's another day.
I mean,
I know this because I'll be there, baby. I'll be in the ballpark. Let's go.
900 games later.
I looked at people today and I said, I got to stop watching this game like it's the playoffs. It's game one of 162. I need to take a deep breath. But you get so excited for the first game.
I know.
And then especially after you wait 24 extra hours, you just want to get it going. And then Brandon Marsh hits a home run. The crowd's going wild. He's pumped up and I can't breathe.
I mean, this is why I don't care about baseball until June.
June?
August. August. Yeah, it's true. Because it's just so long.
It's long, but it's great. And I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait to be back in that ballpark. It's going to be fantastic. And if we have time, I have a list of some of the new food that is available at Citizens Bank Park that we're going to go through. And I need you to help me choose because I'm going to be doing this new ballpark food type of a real thing that we're going to try to put together for the station.
Nice.
And I'm going to try one of these.
Okay.
I need your help to, I need your suggestions on what I should try.
I mean, I'm a skinny bitch, but I still know food.
Look, I'm also.
Yeah, you're a really skinny bitch. You would what they call almost anorexic.
That's not cool.
You're getting there, buddy.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're like a 98 pounds soaking wet.
No. 148, thank you very much.
Yeah,
no.
Might as well be for your lanky frame.
Look, I know what you like.
I know. I mean, I'm the big bone boy.
You like a hip poking you.
Bonier the better.
That's a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Bone. All right, anyhow.
We're 12.
Welcome back. We got a lot to get into.
We do.
We got a lot to do. You are back from Chicago.
I am.
Speaking of bones, how much tube meat did you enjoy in the Windy City?
A lot. I mean, I was only there for 2 full days.
That's not possible. No. I guess it was. You flew home Thursday.
Flew home Thursday.
Got there Monday.
Yeah, and Thursday I was out of there at 6 o'clock.
What time did you get in on Monday?
Monday? Well, I was delayed a lot. I got there at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And what time was Raw?
Raw was 6:30.
Or 6:30. Well, 7 o'clock on the air.
So I went to. So my debate was my hotel was like 45 minutes. The town was 40. It's like suburbs.
Yeah.
So 45 minute drive. So I said to Stacey, I was delayed. I'm like, what do I do? You know what I mean? Do I drive and then drive back? She's like, no, just find a mall. There was a big outlet mall down there, so I went like right by the Rosemont or Allstate Arena. So I went there, hung out there, had a quick dinner because I'm like, I don't like to eat in arenas because it's like And by myself, I have no one to hold my drink. And you know what I mean? It's kind of like a pain. So I'm like, I'm going to eat here, and I'll get like a pretzel or something there. This is why I'm an idiot, though, Mike.
Just this one reason?
Well, there's one reason. This is just this week.
An example
of one of the major regions.
I.E.
Yeah. I looked at the ticket. It said 7:30. I'm sorry. It said 6:30.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, they must be filming a main event.
Yeah.
Or get their gate, the doors open at 6:30.
Yeah.
Central time, moron.
Yeah. Well, your phones didn't change over automatically.
But the tickets are still 6:30 because the show there starts at 7. So, see, I'm thinking the show starts at 8.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Your brain
is on East Coast.
It's not that your clocks didn't change.
No, it's just like, oh, I'm thinking, okay. Oh, show starts today. I got an hour and a half. So I leave at like 6 from, because it's only a 5-minute drive, but okay. The traffic. And that arena is old, and getting in and out of that arena is awful. So I got there. I was so pissed. I got in there. I missed Cody's entrance.
So it's 8:10.
It's 8:10. And as soon as
I can't believe you missed Cody's entrance.
I know, I'm so pissed. So I get
that's
to
got. I mean, if you want to see one entrance.
But this is what made it. Well,
it's
no,
Cody.
Actually, it would be Punk in Chicago. I didn't want to miss Punk. I've never seen Punk in Chicago. I've never seen Punk.
Yeah, but Punk doesn't have the pyro.
No, but it's okay. Because as soon as I got to my row, and I didn't get to the seat, I was standing at the row. If you smell! I mean, I was like, it was like. And I was, we were grabbing, everyone was grabbing. Like, I was, this guy was in the aisle, like, he's grabbing me. I'm like, oh my God, that was crazy. Anyway, but that was my Monday.
Your overall experience at Raw.
It was amazing.
I've still not yet gotten to watch.
That play, like, I was, my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
It reads decibels. I don't know if you're, like, some of them do.
Yeah,
like,
mine does not.
Okay, so this one, the newer one that I had, it does decibels of like, oh, if you're exposed to this high of level of sound for 10 minutes, you could have deafness. Whatever 150 decibels or whatever it was, it was 150 when The Rock came out and 160 when CM Punk came out. And they're like, if you stay in this much for 5 minutes, you would go deaf.
It's a little much.
It was so... It was the loudest wrestling thing. I've been to Manias.
Yeah.
That place was packed. They actually opened up seats behind.
Yeah, they kind of lessened the set.
Yes.
Yeah. I read they even brought the aisle closer together.
Yeah, and the screen was small. I think the screen was smaller.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb. I kind of like that set.
I do too. It's more personal, maybe. I don't know. Like, but it was... I mean, it was amazing. I mean, they sold 15,500 seats for a Raw.
Yeah.
For a Raw.
Yeah.
That hasn't been done since 2001.
To see three guys.
Three guys.
Yep. Cody.
Cody. Rock.
Which they didn't even know was going to be there. So Cody and CM Punk, really.
CM Punk.
That's who sold those tickets. Because if you listen to that crowd, part of the reason it got to that loud was because of the shock.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that loud of a reaction if you announce he's there.
Which I love that they advertise him for next Monday.
Yep.
But they didn't, because you know why? They stole the tickets for Punk.
Yep.
And Cody. They didn't need any, they didn't need The Rock.
Yep.
But the fact that he was there, that place went ape s.
Yep.
It was amazing. It was the best wrestling event I've ever been to.
Well, I'll tell you, I only got through the first hour and 15, and it's the best Raw that I've seen in quite some time. Now, I'm going to say this because I'm a fan of the talking. Like, I fast forward through most of the wrestling.
Yeah.
I like the radio portion,
sure,
the radio
yeah.
show portion.
Yeah.
And it has some of the best talking you're ever going to see. Cody is on fire right now with his promos. I know Rock's getting a lot of attention because of what he's saying. But Cody's promos, I think, are better than what Rock is dropping right now. And anytime Punk is on the mic in Chicago, you got to hear it. Then you add McIntyre, who...
Best work of his career.
Yeah, I mean, I still think he's not as good as Punk and Rollins,
but
the best that he's done on the mic. And then you get Rollins and Punk going at it, and just that whole mixture, just that whole equation to me is perfection. And I thought what they did on Monday night was great.
Becky, I don't know if you got to Becky and Rhea yet. That's even amazing.
That's as far as I got was to the end of that Punk segment.
The wrestling, though, was good. The Ricochet match and the Ricochet and J.D. McDonough, amazing. I mean,
match, too.
So good. I mean, I'm glad I didn't go for my pretzel then. I went for my pretzel another match. I forget what it was. But I went for a pretzel. But the pretzel was delicious. And I had they had Coke Zero on a... Because I didn't want to... I was drinking, and I don't want to spend $18 on a beer. Can't do it. Won't do it. It wasn't good beer. Miller Lite, you know.
No, not for Miller Lite. No. Like, I'll have one in the stadium tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be. I can tell you what it's going to be. Yeah. Yards Pale Ale.
Well, there you go. But I'm not spending $18 on Miller Lite.
No, I don't blame you.
I bought a CM Punk exclusive shirt.
By the way, I was going to ask you. I almost texted you on Monday night, which Punk shirt did you get? Swear to God.
I bought a Punk shirt.
I should have told you to get me one.
Yeah, I should have.
I do like the black Punk shirt.
I got the black and blue one. That's what I got. Yep. Yeah, so good.
That is a cool shirt.
That's a cool one. Yep. I almost got the white one because I had that one back in the day. But I was like, oh, the black and blue is very cool.
If they have that at FanFest,
I'll get you.
Get me a large.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm a skinny bitch. I'm an extra large now.
Look at you.
Anyway.
By the way, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't tell you why, but
yes.
I saw Robbie's bare chest tonight.
Yes, you did.
Barer than normal.
Much barer. But anyway, Monday was great. Great time. I'm so glad I spent the money. One thing, cool thing is, so Pat McAfee across, I was he was right in front of me down, you know, that's where I sat, kind of like where my seats were. And he did the Jimmy Uso, you know, or Jey Uso, the whole thing. And when we went to commercial, I'm like, I love you, Pat! And he pointed at me. So great. Such a fanboy, I don't care.
You're a grown man.
I love Pat McAfee. Like, what's that dude, that jackass you like on that radio guy?
No, I do not have that. Do you really think I do that?
No, you would call. I don't think you yell at anybody's name like that. You're not a yeller.
I mean, there's a couple.
Yeah, but I yelled at Pat McAfee.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
It would sound a lot different. All right. I love you. Oh.
But anyway, it was very cool. It was, and one, I will tell you this, and this sounds so corny. Probably you guys listening might understand this, but I've never been to a pre-WrestleMania show. I went to WrestleManias, and the sign isn't hung up usually at the stadiums I was at because it's a stadium.
Yeah.
I was like almost the picture was not even zoomed in where that basically like, that sign was like right.
Did you take a selfie with the WrestleMania sign?
I didn't.
Sign?
I should.
What is wrong with you?
I took a picture of the WrestleMania sign, but anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm looking.
Why don't you have a picture of you pointing to the WrestleMania sign?
I don't know. I was by myself. It was overwhelming. So I'm sitting there.
Hold on. Just so you know, the answer to why did you take a picture of you pointing at the WrestleMania sign? I don't know. I'm an ass. I was by myself.
I need people to instruct me of these things. I can't be left my own devices.
Okay.
Anyway, so
I can't argue that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no argument. There's nothing to say.
When are you ever going to have that chance again?
Never, probably. I got a picture of it. That's all I care. But I'm sitting there. It was during a match, and I was looking up. I was staring at it because it was so close. And the guy next to me goes, pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I go,
if only you would have said, hey, take my picture.
Yeah, I know. And I go, you know, I've never been. He's like, yeah. He's like, I've never been here during this. It's just, it's so cool to see it.
Yeah.
Because all these years,
yeah.
You know, you see that, they point to that sign, yep. And that's such a big deal. And, you know, it was very cool. But anyway, that was a little dorky moment.
I totally get it, man. I'm going down to the ballpark tomorrow. You don't think I'm going to take some weird picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so great. But anyway, great Monday, great.
Good.
And the trip was good. I got all my meat. I got FOGO on Wednesday night before I hit the plane. It's great.
I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you finally had a nice trip.
These guys love me. I mean, I've been there many times.
I mean, what's not to love?
I know, right? I'm going back there again in August. They hired a new doctor they want me on, but they're great people there out there.
Yep.
They love me.
I mean, I had a good week. It was a busy week and a stressful week. We had our watch party, and of course, opening day got delayed.
Yep.
But everything went fine today, except for the actual game itself. But the watch party was a huge success. The winners were very excited. We gave away two pairs of tickets to the Phillies on April 13th. Mm-hmm. So big thanks to the Phillies for getting us those tickets to give away to our listeners today. They were very excited to win them, and we got some pictures. And it was just a great day over at Pagoda City Brewing. I got to thank Raj and Ryan and the whole crew over there.
Yeah.
They did a great job hosting, and there was a gentleman there who worked for Raj. He has a taco business, I guess, called Authentic Taco.
Mm.
He was making tacos, steak, chicken, pork, and chorizo.
Ooh, I love chorizo.
I had the chorizo tacos. They were out of this world. And then I went back later for some steak tacos.
Yeah.
And then a little bit later, Raj, the guy who owns Pagoda City Brewing, apparently this gentleman makes him a very special taco that's like an Indian taco.
Ooh. Ooh.
And he brought that out for me, and I had two of those.
Oh, wow.
They were all excellent.
Yeah.
All fantastic.
Now, he's at the brew?
Yeah, on certain nights.
Okay.
Every Wednesday, he's there.
Do they have any other food there?
They always have a food truck of some sort there.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, so they don't have actually like a restaurant, but
a lot of places do the food truck.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's just the route they're going. But he's there, I think, every Wednesday night for trivia.
Oh, nice.
And the tacos were out of this world.
Cool.
Out of this world. So that was awesome. Had a great time. Disappointed in the end of the game, but other than that, everything went really well, except for that while I was eating those tacos, I first bit my lip, right? And you know how that is.
Yeah.
Then all you can think about is, ow, I bit my lip.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm eating tacos with spice, chorizo. I got hot sauce on it. It's getting into the cut. So I'm not eating the right way or the way I normally eat. And then I swear, two chews later, I bite my tongue. So that's why I sound like I have a lisp right now.
And bite my tongue.
Because my tongue and my lip are both swollen. And well, I have no voice because I was yelling in a bar to announce ticket numbers and winners. And this is why the last 40 minutes of this show, we'll see how it goes. Because I don't know if it's going to last.
The funny thing is,
I'm hurting.
I mean, and thank God you're not working this weekend.
You know what I mean? Right?
Like, thank God it's just
like
your
Royals game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I'd have to call off because I bit my lip and my tongue. How ridiculous do I sound right now?
You do. But you know what? The people.
I fit my tongue.
The people at the Royals would go, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No one would question
no,
it.
No, like, oh, if you're sick, whatever, but it's something, I bit my tongue.
I bit my tongue.
Oh. Yeah. Mike bit his tongue. He's not coming in tonight. Yeah, okay, Mike. Heal up.
That tracks. It sucks, though, doesn't it?
Oh, no. Listen, my thing is, when you ever bite your inside your lip and it gets swollen and you keep biting it.
Yeah, oh, I've done that too.
Oh, that's such a pain in the ass.
I did that too to the point where at one point I left the watch party to go outside and I just ripped a huge chunk of skin out of my lip, like threw it into the grass and just went back in and hope I wasn't bleeding.
Yeah.
That's all I could do.
So when I bite my tongue, I get mad.
I know.
Because it's like, I'm so stupid. It's always there. How am I biting a tongue?
And then you wonder, why don't I do this all the time? Because I wasn't doing
That's
anything
what I mean.
Different.
Your tongue is always there. It's been there for 40 years.
Almost.
It's not in the way.
Well,
I mean.
Right now, mine is super in the way.
Not in the way.
can you imagine I do a radio show like this for 3 hours?
I really like that good theory, Paul. It was really good.
By the way, that's exactly how I feel.
You just got to hold it.
It's on the right. It's on the tip of my tongue to the left.
It's on the tip of my tongue on the left.
It just constantly grabs my tooth. Like the one tooth every time I try to talk.
It drags it.
And it makes me go. And that's why I sound like this. Because the pain makes my tongue jerk back.
You know, I've realized in all the years that we've been friends, you can't just have a day.
No.
Like, good day at work, good event.
I know.
Good, good, good.
Bite your tongue.
Nope.
Idiot.
I mean, even though it's minor.
I know.
You can't.
No, but I turned the minor into a major.
You just can't have a W.
I can't get a dub.
Nope.
Constantly can't get a
Constantly.
Dub. Well, I'll tell you this. Speaking of not getting dubs.
Yeah.
So we. Julie's monitoring all our accounts. I don't know. She's an adult. Whatever.
Yeah.
And like she was looking at our AT&T account. And it turns out that we were due that we could get a upgrade.
Yeah.
And if we got these upgrades, it would actually be cheaper or exactly the same price than what we were paying now.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
So I had a 13. I could go up to a 15 plus for a very reasonable price.
That's impressive.
Like the exact same amount I'm paying now for a 13. Julie's got a 12. She'd go up to a 14 and pay like $6 a month.
That's crazy.
And Lena just was due for a renewal, her phone we owned, but she could get a 13 for $2 a month.
Wow.
Yes. So
That's
we're
great.
Like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
It was all online. We had our account in there. These are our offers. Go ahead and we'll send you these phones, activate them at home, and then send back your phones, and easy peasy, lemon squeezy, here you go. So within 36 hours, the phones arrive.
Yeah.
And I had them on the dining room table, and Julie goes, don't open your phone yet. There's an issue with the bill. So she comes home and shows me this summary. And this summary clearly shows that we've upgraded and gotten these phones, but does not show the discount for the phones.
Of course.
It shows the activation fees. It shows all the other stuff. Does not show the discount for the phones. So I said, look, it's probably just an oversight, or it's because we haven't sent the phones back, but just call the customer service, ask them. I'm sure it's something simple that will be cleared up. So she calls, and, you know, we get Todd, who is not Todd.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is, and more power to him. He's just trying to do a job.
Yes.
But obviously, he's reading a script.
Yes.
And
reboot.
We keep ending up. I'm like, you know, idiot. I worked in tech support.
Yeah.
I also had no training.
Yeah.
I also know how to BS my way through a call. And I know all you're trying to do is get me to hang up.
Yeah.
Or get her to hang up because I'm on the other side.
Yeah.
So I can hear. I don't even have to hear Todd.
Yeah, you know.
I can hear Julie's side of the conversation. So I realize he's just leading her around in a circle and not answering any questions.
Correct.
So eventually Julie's so confused that I hear her say to the guy, so we don't have to send our phones back? Like, this guy was telling her, I don't know what, but the discounts weren't there, but don't send your phones back and you have to keep these. I'm like, I'm just now yelling, hang up.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Just hang up the phone.
Yes.
I said, let's go. We're going to the AT&T store.
Yeah.
So we got in the car, which is what we shouldn't have had to do.
Correct.
Because the whole idea of this.
Simple.
Simple. They ship it to us. If we wanted to go to the store.
You could have.
We could have got the phones 2 days ago and went to the store.
Yes.
We were doing this to not go to the store.
Yes.
We go to the store. We take the phones. We explain everything to the guy. The guy looks at our account, does the thing on the iPad, goes, yeah, the discounts will be applied after you send the phones back. Everything's fine. Everything's as it should
be. That's all Todd.
It's just, but Todd's untrained.
Yes.
It's not Todd's fault.
No, it's not.
Todd is told to follow this script.
He's in another country and they give him a script.
Yes. And his goal is to get you to hang up. I got bad news for you. Most customer service places.
That's the goal.
The goal is to get you to hang up. Your issue is fixed or not, it's to get you to hang up.
And it's a time thing. It's the amount of cases you close.
Yep. And by close, you are using that term very loosely.
Oh, yeah, I don't mean close. I mean...
get them to hang up.
Yeah, hang up and not...
finish the call.
Yeah, not help.
No.
But just...
finish the call.
Yes.
So, all of that, we drive down there, and again, everything's fine. We activate the phones. My phone, I couldn't believe this. The technology is amazing because it wasn't that long ago when you got a new phone. They had to take it in the back.
Mm.
You had to give them your password.
Yeah.
They basically had access to everything.
Yeah.
They plugged your phone in and swapped the information out as they plugged the phone into some other device.
And now you just put them next to each other.
Before that, there was apps. So you had to keep them within.
Oh, no.
Now it's just they're here. You go, are you updating this phone? They go, is this Mike Keller? You go, yep. And they go, is your phone on? You go, yep. And all of a sudden the data is just transferring over.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes later, because in the past, even when the machine did it, there was stuff missing.
Yeah.
Everything, Robbie.
Yeah.
Literally everything was in this phone that was on my old phone.
In seconds.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Remember when you watch spy movies and they like clone your phone?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing now. It's just they're cloning. Yeah. That's all they do. They clone it. It's all digital data.
It's ridiculous how fast. Like, I am mesmerized by Apple Pay. When I see something like this happen, I can't even...
See, you don't have... What's amazing, too, if you hold that phone up to Julie's phone, you can transfer data. But to me, that's amazing because there's no connection. It's just you're touching phones.
Yeah.
You're, you know, touching phones. It's amazing.
It always is amazing.
Yeah.
This phone is very cool. This is by far the nicest phone I've ever had. I mean, obviously, it should be.
Well, yeah.
But and it's not even... By the way, explain this to me. The 15 Plus, cheaper than the 15.
Is it Plus because it's a bigger screen?
Yeah.
Oh. Why is that cheaper?
I don't know.
Oh.
But
yeah,
I got the
14.
I got the 15. Hey, is this the first time?
You've had a better phone than me.
Oh.
Now
is what it's like to be a big wig.
Oh, don't worry. The 16, I already pre-ordered it because I can't have this. I can't have this crap. Oh, we're going to touch phones. Watch them vibrate.
Has the natural order been disturbed?
No.
Since I have a better phone than you?
No. I don't have a swollen tongue. Yeah, that is bigger.
It's just genetics. It's a really nice phone.
It is. No, here's my thing.
Look how slick that is.
Yeah, this is a titanium one, too. Yeah,
Do you approve?
What?
Do you approve?
Oh, I think it's great. Do I have the 13? I don't know what I have. No, we had the same phone, I thought.
I don't know.
Anyway, but anyway, I'm waiting. I try to wait like three years. Yes. I feel like to me, because that to me is like a normal.
Yeah. Well, we were not going to do this.
But
this
yeah.
was just an opportunity arose.
The thing is, they keep telling me to upgrade my phone. They keep wanting me to, but I'm like. And they're like, oh, like you said, they do the same thing with me. Maybe I should look into it because I only look at it. I just, pfft,
I don't. I've never even
maybe
been
I should
there.
Do that.
Yeah, check it out because right now they're, if you have AT&T.
I have Verizon.
Oh.
But
yeah.
they all do the same
yeah.
crap.
Yeah, that's part of it too. They're competing for clients.
Yeah. Well, Stacy's like, I'm never getting a new phone. Her last phone was like a 10. No, a 9. Oh, yeah, she still had a button.
Really?
And, but she's like, I don't.
Is she my grandma?
Well, she's like, she does not like change. So she's like, I know how to do it.
That's how she ended up with you? Well, it's like, technically, if I go back to him, it's not changed.
Yeah, technically, he just has less hair. This week,
well,
more than usual.
Probably it all evens out.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you have a lot more butt hair.
Butt
Then you were 16.
She was also that age, folks.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, let's not. Yeah. Let's. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wasn't going there, but you know, yeah.
Yeah,
cops are going to show up my house.
They were both of underage, yes. Both of them, so I think that's legal, right?
Not according to her parents.
As long as they don't have a badge. Yeah. As long as they don't have a badge. Yeah. All right, let's get out of this.
Yeah. Nonsense.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let's go through these new food items.
Yes, please.
Down at Citizens Bank Park. And again, I need your help. I need to know what I need to try. Now, I'm going to be down there. In the next 2 weeks, twice.
Okay.
I'm going on the 12th again with Julie.
Okay.
So I've got two chances.
Okay.
And also, Julie has certain requests that if I try certain things that are gluten-free, I hold off till she's there.
Oh, okay.
So we'll go through some of that, but
okay.
I can always schedule it either night.
Sure.
So first, Ballpark Bomb Fries.
Okay.
Doesn't say exactly what they are, but the name is great,
mm-hmm.
and they are made by PJ Wellahan's, and they are exclusive to Citizens Bank
okay,
Park.
Okay, that sounds. See, that's that to me sounds
place.
Fun.
And something like I feel like I need to try.
But you're not going to like it.
Why?
Because you don't like it. It has like a loaded fry to me.
Yeah, but I like bomb. I like the fact that it might be spicy.
Yeah, but it's going to be a bunch of crap and you're not going to like it. But go ahead.
What if it's just like a seasoned fry?
No, it's not a seasoned fry.
But I should still try it.
I think you should, but you're not going
to
like it.
All right. Up next is the bratwurst sandwich, which you don't need to do much to that to make a great. Grilled brat topped with spicy mustard and beer braised onions on a bakery roll, served with house ranch chips and a pickle. That's at Pass and Stowe.
And you know that's gonna crunch when you it's gonna that crunchy skin.
Yeah, they do make a lot of good sausage sandwiches down there. There's like a healthy buffalo chicken hoagie.
Nah.
Here you go. Something for the desserts. Loaded funnel cake fry sundae. Fresh funnel cake fries topped with a homemade strawberry compote. And vanilla soft serve and whipped cream. Fries?
Yes, buddy.
That would you like to see a picture?
Oh, there's a picture? Oh, yes, daddy. Yes.
Maybe you want me to wait till you and I go to a game?
No, but you just get them and then we get them again. But go ahead.
You think they look good?
That looks amazing.
It does look pretty good.
I love strawberry compote.
And I'm not even like a sweets guy.
Me either.
I'm not a funnel cake guy.
I'm not either.
That looks pretty good.
But that just sounds great.
The Schwarburger 2.0.
Oh, that you gotta try.
After a successful run in the playoffs, Kyle Schwarber's favorite burger creation now has a permanent spot in the menu. You'll receive a fresh burger topped with American cheese, pepper, bacon, a fried egg, crispy onions, and a signature sauce. Is that it?
I think that's
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding.
I think that sounds great.
Tomorrow, June and I hammer that thing.
That's your boy.
That's your boy.
That's your boy.
That's my boy.
That's your boy.
That's my boy.
And that peppered bacon special sauce. Come on.
Come on. It's going to be running down my chin.
Get out. Oh, yeah. Yolk.
Now, this is another.
Okay.
Candidate.
Okay.
Could it outdo it because we don't know what it is exactly and it's intriguing.
Yeah.
Wing flavor of the month at PJ's. They're starting off with the Flamin' Pickleback Wing, and they're going to feature a sauce rotation throughout the season. See,
me,
that Schwarburger's going to be there all season.
Yeah, see. The,
this is a limited
that
edition.
That might, see? Okay. See? All right,
let's go through the rest. Okay. There's a fastball freeze. This is just a spiked frozen cocktail. That's not my speed. Primo Hoagies is going to be there.
Oh, I love Primo Hoagies.
I love Primo. They're doing their classic Italians and turkey and cheese. But
you can get them anywhere.
Yes. Well, not anywhere, but soon they're going to be Why I'm Missing. Whoa. Just a matter of time. There's one. It's not open yet. It's over in the new across from the Wawa. Yeah.
Wait, across from the Wawa? What do you mean across from the Wawa?
Across from the, you know where Viva used to be?
Yes.
Yeah, in there.
No.
That's where that Ventnor's table is where I took Julie down to Phoenixville, and it's right over here in West Reading.
Dude, I love me Primo.
I know it's not open yet, but I'm gonna be getting hoagies there once a week.
Every time I come here.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. That's the best thing.
And by the way, when you get here to do the podcast too.
Yeah. I'm gonna text Stacey right now.
Primo hoagies. Also, Big Ma's mozzarella sticks made with real fresh ingredients are also being added to the menu in 2024. So I really think for tomorrow, it's down to the Schwarburger or the Wing of the Month.
I think the wing, only because, like you said, it could be a different wing. Now, you are going again in 2 weeks.
Yes, but let me, because I agree, but what's going to be the...
Sauce.
No. What's going to be the better video?
Oh, the burger, because you're going to be a mess.
There you go. So I think that has to be it. I got to start things off with a bang.
You're going
to
have egg yolk and cheese and...
You know what I got to do?
Yeah.
I got to lead off with the Phillies leadoff hitter, Kyle Schwarber.
Agree. And if you're going down 2 weeks, you're probably not going to change it in 2 weeks.
Probably not.
So I think you do... here you go. This is what you do.
And they also don't say that this is exclusive to the ballpark. You might be able to get this at a PJ's.
True. This is what you do.
Okay.
You get the burger tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get dessert. Fries, okay, hammer two out and one time, right? Then you go back 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you get the wings.
Yeah,
but you get those bomb fries.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
bomb
fries and wings. There you go.
There you go.
Twofer.
Let's get our drinks, get our snacks.
Bang two out in one day.
Bang two out. That'd be four out in 2 days.
There you go.
Does that math hold up?
That's my.
I didn't show you the Schwarburger. No, come over here. You need to be on mic when I show you the Schwarburger. Because I need to hear the reaction.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Look at that thing. It's just like...
Describe it to people.
Oh, it just... It's,
start from the top.
It's... Okay, there's crispy onions. A great...
What
now,
about
listen,
the bun? What about the bun? What
the
about
bun
the bun?
The bun is a crispy... You get go. Like a Kaiser.
Is it a brioche?
I don't know. It looks Kaiser to me. But anyway, this is what one thing I don't like.
It doesn't say.
That is not a runny yolk. That is a hard fried egg.
Okay.
I want a runny yolk. So you better
now
ask
listen,
them.
Listen, I know normally, but do you want a runny yolk when you're eating at your seat at a ball game?
I don't care.
I think you would.
I mean, I do, but I think if you're going to try this for video purposes, you need a runny yolk.
All right. I don't think you can special order, but okay. I'll see what I can do.
Lots of pickles. The peppered bacon looks crispy and perfect. And the nice melted cheese. What kind of cheese was it?
American.
Okay, that's fine. That looks great.
I would prefer, I think, a pepper jack would make that.
I think this is your tomorrow on this piece of paper. Right there, baby.
You think that's my menu?
I think that's it.
I just walk into the ballpark. I need this.
Yeah, show me where. Show me where in the Schwarburger.
The Schwarburger.
Schwarburger.
The Schwarburger. I had a co-host that sounded like that once.
All right. Anyway,
I bit my tongue so hard.
Do I want these? Yeah, whatever.
I can't tell you how much it hurts.
I bet. Okay, so let's do my snack first. Excited for this, actually, because I do like popcorn. I'm not a big fan of the flavored popcorn, but this is chocolate glazed donut smart food.
I don't know. Let's see.
Ooh.
We are doing the donut, the Dizzy and Donut Domination
right
now.
Well, I figure that's why this would work.
On Mornings with Mike.
By the way, people keep voting that friggin' peanut butter donut. That's offensive. Ugh.
What's your thought on the apple fritter? It's not a donut.
It's not a donut. I agree with you there. But I think I don't think it's a donut. I think it's a pastry.
I agree.
But most people think it's in the donut world.
Well, I'm not most people.
What was it? It was an apple fritter against what today?
What was it against?
I think I voted for the apple fritter.
You son of a...
I know. I didn't want to.
Why does everyone love Bob? I'm looking right now.
You like my comment. That's what I'm looking for.
I always like your comment, baby.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I counted your vote. That's what it means.
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, here we go.
Apple fritter versus old fashioned.
See?
Yeah.
I don't like an old fashioned. Old fashioned is too dry to me.
Usually. All right. So what'd you go? Boston cream or brownie batter?
I went Boston cream.
Bear Claw vanilla frosted.
I want vanilla frosted.
Chocolate frosted.
See, I don't think
butter.
Bear Claw to me is on the edge.
I agree.
Too. I don't think that's...
Yeah. That's so for those fritter freaks.
I won for the vanilla frosted.
All right. Chocolate frosted peanut butter.
The peanut butter, if that beat chocolate frosting, it's all rigged.
And then apple fritter?
Apple fritter.
All right.
226-311.
Yep. All right.
I mean, a vanilla frosted and a chocolate frosted. I can't believe vanilla frosted was so down the list, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, like the selection committee.
I know. I'm just saying. But I'm surprised by that. That's all. Because to me, like, vanilla frosting is classic.
See, I thought strawberry frosted was bigger than vanilla frosted.
If you're a kid.
I guess.
Oh,
you know
what? I didn't give you this. I'm sorry.
I don't hate this.
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Did he give you some?
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted some more.
It's very good.
Yeah. Not bad.
This is better than caramel corn to me.
I agree. You know why? Because the coating is consistent, but also very thin.
See, I don't like caramel corn because it has that thick, sometimes yeah. It's like too thick.
That's what I'm saying.
This is a great dust, maybe not dust, no, it's a glaze.
It's a glaze.
A glaze.
A glaze.
But it's a chocolate glazed donut.
A glaze. Like a glaze.
Yeah,
a little.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
This is going to suck, but.
I hate when you do that. I hate when you do that because you put dread in my heart.
I know. I mean, I don't think it's going to be bad.
I think it's going to be bad.
Gatorade came out with a energy drink.
Okay.
And this is Glacier Freeze energy drink. Gatorade. Energy drink. Gatorade. Glacier Freeze. It's red. I don't know why that's funny.
I don't know what you did.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very sweet.
It's only 5 calories, which it doesn't advertise zero sugar. It's caffeine electrolytes.
It's weird that it's not carbonated. It doesn't taste bad.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
I mean, for an energy drink, you don't get that
metallic,
that awful taste, yeah. That medicine-y crap.
Yeah.
It tastes like Gatorade.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, it's fine.
I expect it a lot worse.
Yeah, me too.
All right. I don't have a knife down here.
Oh, just use your fingers.
Okay.
Man.
So this is the Reese's Caramel Big Cup. So this is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Ooh.
With caramel. All right. On the top.
And we're not, listen, you guys have listened for us long enough, you know. We're not Reese's people.
We're not Reese's stands.
It's fine.
As the kids say.
It's all right. I mean, my wife, I got her a Reese's, like the caramel, the Cadbury cream eggs.
Yep.
They make a Reese's egg now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, just like that. Oh, well, that's that weird. That peanut butter is weird to me, man. It's like flaky.
Yeah, well, it's not actual peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, but. Oh, I don't like this. No?
The caramel and the peanut butter, and I'm a caramel guy. I am a caramel stand.
You are. Oh.
They are not working together.
That's fighting flavors there.
Yep. That does not work. That's, you know what that is? Fighting sweetness.
That doesn't work at all. That's bad.
That's disappointing. That is very disappointing.
Oh, no.
All right. Up next, my drink. This is the Little Nader, the springtime lager from Trogs. This is
so
a
excited.
Mini version of their Troganator.
I have not drunk, whatever. The ones that you got me for my birthday because I've been waiting to try it here. Because I love Trogonator's one of my favorites.
It is truly. It is John Trogner's deserted island beer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Dive into the marvel that is Little Nader. Simple but complex, contemporary and classic. The rascally cousin of our revered Trogonator. I can't read. This writing's too small.
There you have it. This is delicious. This is I don't know if it'd be better than Troganator.
It's more drinkable.
It's more, yes.
Yes, you could have more. And this is only 5.5%.
But look, that color to me is the way beer should look. To me, when I think of a beer, that's the color
it's
I
not
see.
What I think, but I don't hate that color.
I love that amber, that dark amber color.
I do. It's pretty to look at, but it's not necessarily what I think when I think of beer. All right, let's go through our ratings here. Let's start with your popcorn.
Surprisingly, that's great. I give that a 4. That bag's going to be gone tonight.
You think so?
I'm playing video games. That's going to happen.
You're going to annihilate that bad boy? You know what? I am shockingly going to give that a 4 as well. That is really quite good.
This might be the best, besides kettle corn, the best sweet corn, like dessert type popcorn I've ever had.
Yeah. I hate to say it. It's excellent. It really is freaking excellent.
Yeah.
All right. And your drink?
The Fast Twitch.
Twitch.
Gatorade, Glacier Freeze Energy Drink, 200 milligrams caffeine with electrolytes. Jeez, that's a mouthful. 5 calories.
Did you bite your tongue too?
No, not yet. Man, that's... I'll give it a 3. I don't think I would get it because I don't...
What was the price of that bottle?
I think she said it was $2.99, which is...
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, C4 to me has been my energy drink of choice.
Yeah.
That's the official energy drink of the 222 podcast.
I do enjoy that.
But this is, I have a 3. It's not bad.
No, it's fine. I think a 3 is a good score. I agree. 3.
Yeah.
Up next, we have the Reese's peanut butter caramel cup thing.
That's a 1. Awful.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
It's, I almost say
I can't
offensive.
Believe it's a 1. I can't believe he's right. It's not good.
The flavors don't match. Peanut butter and caramel do not go together.
At least that peanut butter and caramel do not go together.
I've never had peanut butter and caramel together, I don't think. I don't think I've ever had that flavor combo.
It's got to be better than that, because that is really disappointing. Yeah. And then the Troganator.
Troganator to me is a 5.
Okay.
I mean, one of their 5 beers. I give this a 4.5. I almost want to give it a 5 as well, because I think this is more drinkable, like you said. Flavor's perfect. Color's perfect. I mean, I'll give it a 5, really. I mean, to me, it's perfect.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad I got you more.
I love this.
I think this is it's a 4 to me.
Yeah.
Solid beer, really good. I think it's fantastic. I don't think it's a negative. I just don't love it the way you do. But yeah, 4, it's great beer.
I could drink this all. I mean, if I could find a box of this, I would buy it.
Box or case, as some call it.
I don't know why I said box. I thought the box.
You think it was like box of wine?
Yeah,
box of Nader?
I'd buy a box of beer.
I know you would.
That'd be fun.
You keep it right in the shelf?
Yeah, just walk past, get a hit.
Get a hit. There you go. All right, there you go. Those are our drinks and our snacks here on this episode of the 222 podcast. So what do we got cooking this weekend?
So Friday.
Today's Friday.
Next Friday.
Okay. No, this weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I think today's Saturday. I'm so messed up from the weekend. Nothing.
Nothing?
We don't have the kids. We have some, I know this sounds really dumb, we have some Just Between Friends stuff to finish up because that's next weekend, but this is our last sale. Like, this is like the last big one.
The last hurrah.
Of all the kids and toys and stuff like that. But I'm going to take the wife to dinner since I haven't really seen her in 4 weeks.
Look at you.
Been traveling.
You romantic.
So we're going to go to dinner somewhere. We're going to, I think, maybe.
Wendy's?
Yes. She likes Panera because when she orders, it has the calories on it. it calculates the calories when you take it. She likes that because we're calorie counting. I don't know. We might go look at we're going to look at some pools.
Ooh.
I think.
Pool upgrade?
Yes. We're going to. I think because the kids spend so much time in the better pop-up pool, you know, like the frame that you we're thinking about getting the next step up. Because it's just like, again, to $500 for the 4 of us to go to the public pool is insane to me. Where, you know, that would pay for itself in 3 years, you know, a permanent pool. So that's what we're looking at. Same price tomorrow. So that's what we might
go
do.
Go
on pool shopping.
You're so domestic.
When you come up to, you know, you're my age.
What are you doing on a Saturday night?
Yeah. Panera pools.
Panera.
You're going to the game tomorrow?
Little pee-pee.
Little pee-pee.
Little pee-pee. Little pee-pee.
Time is...
4:05.
4:05?
4:05 first
early.
Pitch. I'm picking Jude up around noonish.
The weather should be nice.
It's going to be a little chilly, but you know what? We're at the ballpark.
Yeah, you don't care.
We're having a good time. Yeah. I'll be eating a Schwarburger.
Game 2.
2.0.
Game 2 of 900.
Game 2 of 162 glorious games.
God.
Oh, shut up. How many Raws and SmackDowns do you watch every year?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Every year. And NXTs and AEWs.
Okay, it's a lot.
So, who's the sicko?
But every one of them matter. That's all about storyline progression, baby.
More so than baseball?
Yes.
What about our storyline progression?
Ours?
Well, the baseball.
Oh. No, like, today's game didn't matter.
It sure did.
No, it didn't.
I got a tickle in my throat.
So, tomorrow, if they beat the Braves.
All right.
It's a wash.
It's a wash, but if they lose tomorrow, then it both matters.
I know. But they can come out.
So today doesn't matter until
tomorrow? By the way, too, the Phillies work better from behind, just like you.
Oh, shucks.
You know they do. You know they work better when they're on the pressure.
And you know what? It works for them.
It does.
It does.
They're a better underdog team than actually on top.
I don't like how you say things, but I really don't. But I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just clear my eyes.
Oh, and what's Sunday? Oh, Easter.
Easter, yeah. You do anything?
We're going to Wide Missing Diner.
Oh, you're coming to my house.
What?
I don't know, you're right down the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wide Missing Restaurant.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Are you doing the buffet?
Yeah.
What are we going to have?
I don't know, whatever's on it.
Probably ham.
Yeah, ham,
little
chicken.
Turkey.
A little bacon. I don't know. They put steak. Everything on there. Sure, donut.
We going brunch or lunch?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So lunch.
Sure.
Lunch, whatever. Dinner.
I don't know.
It's all you need is one meal.
Yeah. I'm going there because I don't want to cook.
Yeah.
And $25 for two people is cheaper than I spend when 12 people come over.
$25 for two people?
Or 25 a person. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So 50, but still, yeah. Cheaper than.
Yeah, 100%.
When you know. And then, you know, the people you invite bring like lettuce. And napkins.
And not even the good lettuce.
No, like that
not romaine,
iceberg
crap.
Yeah, and they bring like the, you know, the toilet paper napkins.
Yeah. What, by the way, have you noticed that the quality of napkins has absolutely diminished over the last 2 years?
Yes, and the quality of toilet paper.
Toilet paper I haven't seen because I stick with my Charmin.
Maybe when you go out.
I don't.
My fingers always go through.
I don't poop out. Nope.
I know you do.
That's I only poop in.
Yeah,
I was trying to leave work today.
Yeah.
And one of my coworkers, I said, I got to get out of here. And one of my coworkers looked at me and went, to take a dump? And he was joking. I went, yeah, actually, I really do. So I don't want to do that. I respect, you know, I don't want you guys to have to deal
with
that.
I like to lay my seat all over the place.
No, I like to have my home base. I'm monogamous with my toilet.
Not me, man.
You're out there.
My ass knows many seats.
Spreading it around.
Uh-huh.
Just whoever wants it.
Spreading that Lessig around the country, baby.
No, nobody wants this Keller and I.
No, that's true.
I don't want this.
You need that contained.
I need that shame hole up there is what I need. Where I can hop right in the shower afterwards and wash it off. Just wash off the shame. Look what you did in the toilet. Look what you did.
You disgust me.
Rub soap in your eye. Rub soap in your eye. So I think that's healthy.
No.
Don't you think?
Not even a little bit.
You've never left work to poop?
Well, I work at home, so no.
Okay. You wouldn't? If you live 6 minutes away and it was the end of the day.
No, I'm relieving myself. If I got a pressure that it's cooking, I mean, if it's cooking, I think I can make it home.
I know something profound's coming out of your mouth right now. Like, I love when you start and then reload, and I'm like, oh, now it's going to get good.
If I'm cooking and I got a little something percolating, and I think it can last,
yeah.
Sure, I'll do 6 minutes. I mean, I can contain it. If I can't contain it, let me tell you, it's you come as it goes. You know what I mean?
No one does.
And you let it go. You let the monster out.
No. I keep the monster inside until I'm. You know what I am?
Hmm.
You see that? What's that? I never saw it, but there's that Peacock show. Where Josh Gad was the fat guy. And
oh,
then,
yeah, the wolf.
Yeah, and the hot chick, the redhead, what's her name? Isla Fisher was like the wolf lady that they fell in love, but when on Wolf Nights or whatever it was,
she had
to lock her up. That's what I am.
Yeah.
And whenever that full moon, if you know what I mean,
yeah.
hits the bowl, I got to be locked into that.
You know who's neurotic like you?
What?
My stepson. Darren will not poop at school.
Is that neurotic?
Yes.
Or... just a little ahead of the game.
No, neurotic.
Okay.
Well, I was actually...
You say potato. I say potato.
A what?
Tomato. Tomato.
For a long time,
potato,
I wouldn't go.
Potato.
Because of... what was his name? Anthony? Something in school.
Coker?
No, I forget. No, not that. No, he's massaged me. this Anthony...
No context needed.
I forget what his name was, but...
You forgot? Just
in high school.
Just one of a long line of Anthonys.
We were in the bathroom, and he was talking to me. I was taking a dump. And he got on the toilet. I'm like, can we have this conversation when I leave? He got on the stall next to me, still in the toilet, was talking about taking a dump.
Yeah?
Scarred me for years. Couldn't poop in public. Now, I'm the mayor, baby. I got to test those facilities.
Now, was this like like in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, when the little girl, they say, you know, her eyes went cross, she kicked in the head, and she got kicked again, and they went back the right way?
No.
Did someone else peek over and just snapped you back in?
The thing is, one time I think I had to go.
Yep.
I had another choice. I did it in public. I'm like, that ain't so bad.
Can I tell you I can pinpoint when my whole life changed?
Yeah, when?
When it comes to my duking.
Name of the show, by the way. Duking. There it is. Pull back the curtain a little bit.
Oh, man. I just smacked.
Duking.
I just smacked the Reese's peanut butter cup. I got duking all over my fingers. What was I talking about? What was
you
I about to say?
Pinpoint the moment.
Oh, I can pinpoint the moment that my life changed when it came to that.
What's that?
It was a warm summer day.
I bet it was.
It was.
You know, the poop sweats.
It's probably 95 degrees and high humidity, and I was at First Energy Stadium.
Oh.
And this is back in the day when First Energy Stadium had not been upgraded.
The facilities were awful.
I mean, no air conditioning anywhere.
Yeah.
And I got the bubble guts, and I had to go there. I went downstairs, went into the bathrooms, and those bathrooms back then
hot
were basically microwave ovens.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're probably no closer to air fryers.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what you were doing. And if it's 95 degrees and high humidity outside, in those bathrooms, it was probably 110, 115 with a 1,000,000% humidity in there. And it smells bad. You can't breathe. Your stomach's already upset. And I had just raging... diarrhea everywhere.
Oh,
in that toilet,
the explosive,
and you just feel awful, and you got the sweats, and now you gotta like emerge from that just hollow shell of a person you once were and go out, clean up, wash your hands, and try to go sit at a baseball game.
Oh, it's already hot.
Where you just want to go home and die, and you're a kid, like you don't want to say anything to your friends and stuff at the ball game.
Hey, I gotta go.
It was just the pits, and I think that there was the moment that kind of ruined me for public expulsion.
You want to hear a funny story real quick about this? So I was in a doctor's office one
time. You're welcome, people.
And I had bubble guts.
You guys think wrestling talk is bad.
I had bubble guts in the practice, and I couldn't, like, usually I try to find a bathroom on the way into the office, so that way if I have to do number two, it's out of the office, but I just couldn't wait. I did not feel well. I stank up the bathroom, and I'm spraying the stuff. No one saw me come out, thank God. And they're all complaining about how someone stank up the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, I think it was that patient with the walker out there. Legit. True story.
I can't. You're blaming a guy with a walker?
Sure did. Because it was the first day. I couldn't, like,
you couldn't. But why not just go, yeah, I don't know what happened. Why blame somebody else?
I took all the blame off me. I didn't want anyone thinking it was me.
But you don't think that was maybe more suspicious?
Well, no, because they kind of alluded it was him because they saw him coming out.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, that guy.
That must have been him.
Yeah, not me.
Actually, to be fair to you, and you know this pains me, you don't know it wasn't him.
Well, that's true.
You
that's
don't know
great
if
point.
What he did after you left was worse than what you did.
Maybe just loaded up.
Yeah. No. Maybe he was the straw that broke the camel's back.
He duked it worse than I did.
Yes. He's the Duke of Duking. That's the showtime. All right, we got it.
Wow.
That was the evolution of a show title. All right.
Duke, this is how we work, kids. This is how the brilliant mind of the 222 podcast get through the day.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Later.